It's certainly wonderful to be back in the Beis Medrash, to be back with all of you. I know that today is the last day. That's why I want to make sure I came in, the last day before finals, and you have Chazora with your Rebbeim, and I want to take away time from that. But I did want to speak for just a few moments to, in effect, share my Hakaras HaTov, my gratitude to each and every person in this Beis Medrash. You know, in this week's Seder, the most famous passage, Parshas B'Shalach, is the Shiras Hayom, right? The song which B'nai Yisrael sang after the splitting of the Red Sea, which we, of course, say in the davening every morning, and opens with the words, Oz Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe and the B'nai Yisrael sang the song, and we know the rest of the song. A lot of Mefarshim are troubled by the use of the word Oz, which means then. What's added by that word? I mean, obviously, it followed whatever came before it. We don't have in the Torah a lot of times the word Oz. Not the only time, but we don't have it that often. The Torah presents the events. So, Vayar Yisrael HaSeor HaGdol HaSheor HaShem Mitzrayim. Right? Vayar HaShem Vayamino HaShem Moshe Avdo. Next passage say, Vayoshar Moshe. And Moshe sang, or Vayashira Moshe Bnei Yisrael, whatever verb you're going to use. What's added by the word "us"? In English, if you're writing a composition or an essay, you don't write, then we did this, and then we did that, and then he said this, then he said that. You don't keep writing the word then. Obviously, when you're presenting a sequence of events, the assumption is it's in the order in which it appears. So it should just say, Vayashar Moshe. We'd understand that it came then, right then. So the Netziv, in his commentary here, notes that the Torah is stressing that the song, the Shira, was sung only at that point when the Yeshua, when the salvation, was complete. Now, B'nai Yisrael had gone through a lot in the previous year, Chazal tell us. All the Makos, and the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. But the Shira of Oz Yashir, that was Dafke then after the Yeshua, after the salvation was complete. You don't sing Hashem's praises fully, other ways of praising Hashem, but the song of the praise, the full song and praise of Hashem, that's only after the completion of the Yeshua. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker is quoted as suggesting the same idea in the writings of his son, the Belvel, maybe elsewhere too. On a pasuk from Tehillim that we also say in the davening every day, I have bitochen, I trust, I'm confident. I'm confident in the chesed of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't need, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, but Ashira Hashem, I'll sing to Hashem when? Ki gomal alai. Kigamal, when it's done, when what's been done has been completed. Kigamal, when it's in past tense. Kigamal alai. Shira, full Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only after the completion of the process of Yeshua. Now, full disclosure, Shlomo in one place, and only going in one place, learned differently. That's a question. Do I have enough bitachon even to sing before? Is that right? So it's an interesting topic. And personally, I feel a little torn. All of you know that a month ago I suffered a stroke. For those who are not exactly familiar with what a stroke is, a stroke is to the brain like a heart attack to the heart. And somehow some blood doesn't circulate properly. In my case, it was the back part of the brain. And as a result of that, and different results and different types of strokes, many, many different types, the brain is an incredibly complex organ. In my particular case, I could not move my left arm or my left leg, any part of my arm, not my shoulder, not my elbow, not my wrist, not my fingers. And I couldn't move my left leg at all. I couldn't bend my foot. I couldn't move my toes. I couldn't bend my knees. The whole left side of my body was taken out. Now, Baruch Hashem, okay, Chas Hashem, I can walk, I can move my arm. A couple of weeks ago, I couldn't button a shirt because I didn't have the dexterity in my fingers, and now I can. The Chazdei Hashem. So on the one hand, tremendous, tremendous recognition of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rachman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that bestowed upon me. On the other hand, I'm not there yet. I wish I were 100%. I'm not. I have to walk a little more slowly. It's a little more effort. But Baruch Hashem. So I figure out, I don't know, should I sing now, not sing? It's a discussion. Maybe Rebbeim can talk to us about benching Gomel. I've not benched Gomel yet. Some people feel that one should be more closer to 100% with benching Gomel. Be'ez Hashem, hope in the next few days. But I'm not here to discuss the halachic issues now. I ask for the opportunity to address you because there is absolutely no question in my mind, no question, that the tefillos and the tehillim and the learning that was undertaken by the talmidim of this yeshiva, by you, helped my recovery. I have no question. Yes, I had good doctors and therapists and everything else. But b'chas Hashem, I progressed more quickly and more strongly than they originally thought. To be perfectly honest, when the stroke first hit, the first day, it was a Motzei Shabbos. I was actually giving a shiur on Zoom when it happened. I was able to finish a shiur, but then I couldn't get up. The next morning, Sunday, a few weeks ago, after Parshas Vayigash, we'll put it this way, it was far, far from clear that I would ever walk again. One of the doctors indicated to my wife the possibility that I'd be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Chas Hashem, not the case. And it started slowly, first with the walker, then with the cane, then Baruch Hashem, and now I don't need any of it. Again, I have to walk more slowly, but hopefully over the next several weeks, I still have to participate in what they call outpatient therapy a few times a week. I have to go for exercise and so on. But Chas de Hashem, how did it happen? I have no doubt that the Kabbalos, the things that were accepted by the Talmidim in this yeshiva, was a tremendous source of chizik to me when Rabbi Kahn, Rabbi Schenker told me that different shiurim undertook different things, and that people were saying tehillim and people were saying tefillos. There's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. And the point actually is, you know, in the therapy, the rehab center that I went to after coming out of the hospital, I was also in the rehab center for a couple of weeks. They were very, very pleased, to say the least, surprised by the pace of the progress. Because I had something else besides, again, the therapists were excellent, I'm not saying not. But I believe I had something else in my corner. How does that work? How does it work when we say tehillim to somebody? We just said tehillim and one of our Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Kerner, needs a refuah shleima. How does it work? What am I davening? What's it got to do with somebody else? How does my tehillim? I wonder this myself always, right? When we say tehillim for somebody, at the end of davening, somebody needs a refuah shleima, so-and-so is having a procedure today, so we're going to say tehillim at the end of davening. How does that go? How does that work? So I'd like to suggest for your thinking as follows, and bear this in mind any time that you ask to daven for somebody else. You know, when a human court, a Jewish court even, a Besdin or a secular court, renders a decision, they have to take into account the facts that they have in front of them. And, let's take a secular court, if somebody's found guilty of whatever the crime, so he's sentenced to, let's say, X number of years in jail. That's the punishment. Okay, he deserves it. But one second, if he's going to go to jail, you know, his wife's going to suffer also. If he has children, his children, they didn't do anything wrong. Why should they suffer? Why should we send this guy to jail? Maybe he deserves it, but his friends and his family members, they didn't commit any crime, yet they're going to suffer too. And the answer is, we can't control that. Human beings can't control it. We have to have a system of laws and penalties and so on and so forth, crime and punishment. So we have to do that, even though in a certain sense it's not fully fair. There are people who are going to be punished who didn't really deserve it. Not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, we say it at the Mincha on Shabbos, Tzidkoscha keharikel mishpotecha tehom rabo. Your judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishpotecha, your judgment is tehom rabo. Tehom, what does tehom mean? The depths. You have it in the Sedra, tehom v'siach ha'asim, right? The depths. Your judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes to the deep, deep down. Takes everything into account. Everything. The whole situation. Such that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, it ends up being fair to everybody. And that may mean that somebody who committed a particular crime will get, quote-unquote, a lighter punishment because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hurt his wife and his children because they don't deserve it. Everybody gets what they deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account the whole picture and, to use the English term, plumbs to the depths, to home rabba, to see all the ramifications. Rabosai, if I daven for somebody else and I'm sincere about it, so I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe he deserves whatever it is, but I didn't do anything wrong. And if two people daven for somebody else, they're saying, well, now I got two people who are friends who are going to be hurt if the tefillah is not answered. And if 100 people daven, so now there are 100 people who are davening for this individual. And therefore, if something bad happens, it's going to bother them. And that's not fair. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore won't let that happen. The idea of saying Tehillim and davening for somebody else is you care. You care about what happens to somebody. So in my situation, I believe whatever happened to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me what I deserve for whatever the reason. We don't know. But that's Matzikas Adin. So maybe I did or did not deserve to have a recovery the way I had the recovery. But when I have hundreds of Talmidim learning and davening and saying, I care too. Don't let this and this happen to him because it's going to hurt me. And if an Adam Gadol, Tzadikim, Talmid Chachamim, daven for somebody, they're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I care. So maybe whatever you want to do to him, but don't do it to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it into account. And it's for that reason I believe with every fiber of my being that all of the tefillahs and all of the tehillim and all of the learning that you guys did, and we know it doesn't always work. We know it doesn't always work. It's not magic. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has big plans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plumbs to the depths. But very often, Baruch Hashem, we know. We know. The tefillahs do work. The tefillahs do help. The tilim does help. The learning does help. And in my particular case, I'm extraordinarily, extraordinarily grateful to everyone here who learned, who took on other Kabbalahs, and I know some of the Rebbeim contacted me and told me different shiurim, doing different things, and people should keep doing whatever they're doing. But to me, I believe it played a major role in my particular recovery. Again, still have a little bit to go, but Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we should all be glad that we have the opportunity to help other people, and not just me. We daven for somebody else. Daven because you care. Daven because it means something to you. It may make a difference. We don't, again, it doesn't always work. But a lot of times it does work. And I'm extraordinarily grateful that in my particular instance, Baruch Hashem, it did work, and it's continuing to work. And I just want to take the opportunity again to thank each and every one of you, literally from the bottom of my heart, my fullest feelings, because I think it's made a difference in my ability to be back here today. Bez Hashem, I know now is the finals and vacation, so on, Bez Hashem, the second semester, to be back as regular, back in the yeshiva, one of the Rosh Yeshiva from the college of Yitzhak Cohen, and said to me on the phone that my place is in the yeshiva. That's my mokum, not in a hospital, not in a rehab center. And it's true. I feel that this is my home. And together with you, I feel so privileged and so pleased to be able to be part of this yeshiva and to be partners with you in your growth in Torah and Yira Shamayim. And my bracha is certainly that no one here should ever have to undergo what I underwent. But if you ever have whatever tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you with people who care about you, will daven for you. And again, I thank you very, very much. I wish you all tremendous hatzlach on all your bechinas and a wonderful vacation, and we'll continue, Bez Hashem, to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim together. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.